Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Leaders by Emma Danzi. Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Whether it is our daily places of work or school, in our homes, in our churches, in our organizations, on our favorite teams, there are leaders. The Lord has specifically called certain people to positions of leadership among believers. In Hebrews 13, this is addressed. It says to remember our leaders and think about their lives and imitate their faith. First of all, let's begin with the fact that not all people in leadership roles are healthy. Before ever following the example of a leader, even within a church, it is vital that we observe things like character, consistency, and a person who lives out the gospel and Bible. Today, we are going to take intentional time to pray for our leaders. There are many accounts in the Bible of leaders who did well and those who ended badly. We want to pray over those in leadership in our communities to stay the course with the help of the Spirit and to represent God well. Let's pray. God, thank you for appointing leaders throughout time and my specific sphere. I pray for them today. Guide them by the wisdom of your word. Help them to navigate this sinful world. Give them courage to speak truth and love. Show them what it means to be servant leaders. You say in Matthew 20, verse 26, "Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." Help my leaders be known for the way that they participate and meet the needs of those around them. Please be with those who have led for a long time. It is easy to want to coast towards the end of a position, but we pray that you would pour out extra fervor and zeal onto them to be used in mighty ways. Help them not to give up on the mission which you have called them to in this life. Please be with those who desire to give up because it is hard. Help them to find inner strength in you. Give them all that they need to accomplish your task. Enable them to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Help them to set a good example for those around them. We pray for those just now entering leadership roles. Keep them humble in this endeavor. Give them the confidence to walk with you into this new season. Lord, help them to be lifetime learners as they lead. Give them understanding and wisdom beyond their years. Help them to commit their plans to you. Provide humble attitudes for them and give them courage to ask wise counsel and learn from those who have gone before them. May they walk in the paths which you have called them to in a way that shows total glory to your name and not their own. Lord, for those who are spiritual leaders, help them not to take this lightly. You say in James 3, verse 1, "Not many of you should become leaders, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness." For those whom you have called into these positions, please uphold them in integrity, character, and honesty. We pray against their flesh and the attacks of the enemy. So many leaders have fallen into sin. Please give them accountability and strength to set boundaries which will honor you and protect them. The enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, but you, Jesus, seek to give life to the fullest. Protect those serving in the spotlight and those shepherding your people. God, we pray over the areas of leadership in which you have entrusted to us. Maybe we do not even see ourselves as leaders, but for those who are younger than us, those in our families, and those under our influence, help us to model your love to them and to point them to you each day. Remind us that as your children, we are examples to others. Help us to live by the Spirit and not our flesh, so that we can point others to your amazing love. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.